Hi guys, and welcome to an episode of Words on Wednesday by me, Karina. And today it's not going to be a video episode, and it also won't be on YouTube because I'm planning on rebranding everything and really using YouTube for different kind of content instead of uploading the same episodes that I'm uploading up here. And let God do his thing through me, and until I have all this figured out and I finish my essays, you will all know in due time, and I will let you all know what it looks like, what the rebranding looks like, what the new concept looks like. And now today is like, it's different because I'm in London. I'm sitting on bed currently just watching the blue sky and like a few clouds and the sun up in the sky, and I don't have anything planned out. I don't have my Bible verses written down or anything like that, because today I really felt like just talking about what the past 2 weeks have been like and really how God has showed up and moved in me, and what I just felt like sharing. So I really wanted to share about focus, because as many of you know, I'm in London right now. I'm on stay for modeling and also for fashion week, and I was at many castings the past week, at 5 a day or like less than that, but still like there was a lot going on, especially also last minute and everything. So it was a very stressful week and really exhausting week, but I have to say I didn't lose my strength. Like, I'm still strong, I'm still happy and joyful, because imagine, like, you're going to those castings, you have to walk for them every single time, you have to hand over your card, you have to present yourself and be like, this is me, I do what I can do, and do it, and you can book me, and if not, they're like, oh, thank you, and then you can go. But it's like, doing this all over again could have like drained me, because I could have been angry or be like upset or like, you know, like frustrated and be like, oh, I've been at so many castings but nothing has worked out. But no, I wasn't, because I was just like, I'm so content and happy because this is not my focus. My focus is on God alone, and I know that I don't need anything beside God, and as long as I have God with me and in my life, I don't need anything else. And this really has opened my eyes, like, this week, that really this relationship to God has really like deep roots now. And I just see it now in situations where there are challenges where I could have been easily thrown off back then, but now I really just see how God has transformed my heart, how he has transformed my inner parts, how he's transformed me from the inside out, that now I'm not affected by this at all, but that I'm more joyful and happy because I'm honored. I feel honored that I have made this experience and just being used to be presented to those guys, really like walk in front of them or get the opportunity to get there or have friends going with me, and friends like we're really working together and having a lot of fun together. And this really showed me, okay, like modeling, it's for me, it's not about me anymore. It's just, of course I enjoy it and the talent that God has given me, but the talent and gift God has given me is not only for me, because a good tree bears fruit not for itself. Like, a good tree bears fruit for others, because the tree itself never eats the fruit. So it's like, okay, God, you've given me this talent, you've given me this gift, and the fruit that I bring forward is not only for myself. Of course, I delight in seeing good fruit coming forward, but I'm more joyful in seeing other people succeed. If I could have prepared a way, if I could play my part in it and see other people's lights like glowing brighter and brighter with every day. So my focus has completely shifted as soon as I like focused on God, and I really see now how my focus has shifted without intentionally thinking of it, but only through prioritizing God and really being like every day, making my sacrifice, coming before God and being like, God, this is your day. My life is yours. Everything I have is yours. So may you be honored with it and may you use it for your glory. And with this, like, position and with this like intention, everything has changed over the course of, I don't know, like, it's a lifelong process. That's the thing, I can't say how long or how much time it took, because God works individually in every single one of us. But I'm just so grateful to see that really my focus has shifted, and I can really see that I'm not faced by obstacles or anything like that, not by attacks from the enemy and spiritual warfare, but focus really is about prioritizing God, because the Bible also says, seek first the kingdom and all will be added. And that's the thing. And what's the kingdom? The kingdom. How do we seek the kingdom? The kingdom of God has already begun. Like, the kingdom of heaven is already on this earth coexisting through us Christians. And it's just about knowing that this is not the world that we live in permanently, that this is just a phase, like this is just a step, a short glimpse of time in comparison to the eternity that awaits us afterwards. And I really see that as soon as your focus shifts away from the world and see how little those things are and the sin that we are so easily entangled to, that it's so easy to let go, because this is not our life. This is not the end. This is not everything that there is to us, because this is only a glimpse of something more beautiful coming and perfect coming. And really, my focus has shifted so much. And really has focused on the light God and the beauty God has placed in every single one of us, and that we can see every single day, just as I'm now sitting on my bed and just seeing the sun shining in my face, seeing plain lines in the sky as well as the clouds formations, and seeing all of this is by his beautiful design, because God is a beautiful designer. And to know that we live in this world, on this earth, which is so small in comparison to the whole universe that God has created, to know that there is eternity waiting for us, and that this is not everything, and that there is so much more to life than just ourselves and being so caught up in our own struggles, but that there is so much beauty in it, has really shown me that this life is so worth living, that every single day we can play our part, we can bring light into situations, we can bring light wherever we are placed, and just waking up and breathing, I feel so grateful for it. There was a question that was, if Jesus would never perform a miracle again in your life or wonder, would you still love him the same and follow him the same? And I carried this question with me for the past week, and I was like, would I? And I said, yes. Because it's not only about what God can do or what God will do for my benefit or for my dreams, but it's about what Jesus has already done on the cross for us, and that this is enough, and that this love is enough, and as long as he's there and he's present, I am content, I'm joyful, I'm happy, and I feel loved and heard and embraced. Now, I'm just so grateful for it, because on Sunday we also had a message. It was Vision Sunday from our church, and it was really about every single one of us has a purpose, and we are on a mission. We are on a mission that is never ending. We are on a mission to love people the way Christ does and God does. We are not only here for ourselves, but we are here to serve others. And if you, like in the Bible, it's also written, if you want to become a king and you want to be a leader, then you must first serve. And it's all about humility and being humble with everything that you've been given and everything that we are, and really like fixing our focus on Jesus, like the author and finisher of our faith, and really following him and seeing how everything else falls into place. And this is seeking the kingdom first. Seeking the kingdom first is following Jesus, the words that he's shared, the word of life, the Bible, to read and understand it and follow him, to seek his kingdom, and then we will see the good fruit that we will bring forward through the Spirit living inside of us. And I can really see it, and I can feel it, because I'm so happy and joyful, and I can see how things are happening in my life, not for my own benefit, but for the benefit of others. To see the goodness of God, to see the glory of God, to see the light. And I've really seen that my focus has completely shifted, and I'm more like happy to spend time with God than anywhere else. Just a second in his presence is worth so much more, is worth everything. So yeah, as I said, I was just feeling like talking in this episode, and I don't have any Bible verses like planned out, but it really was about focus, that it's so important to focus on God and to focus on the words that he has spoken, the promises he has given, and the prophecies he's proclaimed. And really see that he is in our everyday, that he is alive and active, that he is working, and that he wants to speak to us and reach us. And that it's really relationship over religion. And I'm just like so in love with God, so in love with Jesus, and that we can follow him and know that we do not need to worry, because he dresses the lilies on the fields. He cares for every single bird that neither reaps or sows. And we can totally focus on him and know that everything is going to be all right. as well as with Mary and Martha. Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet and was listening to Jesus, whilst Martha was worried about all the things, all the guests, all the food, everything has to be settled, everything has to be bought, and everything has to be finished in time. But it's about listening, sitting at Jesus' feet and listen and just be, because we often input it with tasks that we have to do, but it's not about all doing. It's also about receiving, being still and understanding and seeking. So really it is about being cut off for a while to be prepared and to be equipped by God before you go out in the world and before you see the good fruit prosper and grow for others. So yeah, this episode is quite different to my other ones, but I really had the feeling to share this, that really focusing on God is really so important, because with the focus of like on God, everything else becomes secondary. Not in a bad way, because of course you are still placed, you are equipped, and everything has meaning beyond ourselves or beyond the things that we think of. But God is the main priority. He has to be the main focus for everything to be well, for us to not be faced by the circumstances and everything that's surrounding us and be like thrown like a wave in the wind with our feelings, but that we can put our feelings, faith, and trust in God, and that this determines our feeling regardless of the circumstances, but that we can completely focus on Jesus and really what he has done for us on the cross and what he has equipped us to do and called us to do, to really see his kingdom come and seek his kingdom first, which is so beautiful. But most importantly, pray and have this relationship to God through prayer, because prayer is communication. As I said in a previous episode, it is so important to pray, because without praying, we are slowly drifting away from God. Because if we are not talking to our friend or to someone really close to us every single day, of course we can catch up, but it's not the same. And if we don't catch up in a week, then 2 weeks, the friendship is loosening, and the same it is with our relationship with God. So it's so important to really make that effort and really be there and really let God move in our hearts. And yeah, this is what I wanted to say today. And I really hope that you could take something away from it, and that really, regardless of what happens and regardless of the circumstances, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that we can be joyful regardless of the situation that we are in, regardless of the things that we are facing, because we know everything will be all right, and everything on this world is so small in comparison to the beautiful blessing and the beautiful eternity in heaven that awaits us. But God is already here. God is already in us. God is in, like, Jesus helps us. The Holy Spirit is inside of us. So we don't need to worry. We can just trust him, and everything will work out the way that it's supposed to work out for our best. So don't beat yourself up if things are not working out your way, because God is something way more beautiful planned, and if something is not happening, it's just not meant to be, or it's just not the right time, or it's protecting you from something that you wouldn't even expect. Because God's plans are perfect, and he will make sure the things that are supposed to be yours will work out and will come to you. Because no one can stop the blessing that he has placed on your life. No one can stop the promises that he has given over you. Because he is Almighty God. He is Almighty Yahweh. And through Yeshua and Ruach, we have the power, and we are equipped to really claim this authority and walk into the calling and into the mission and the purpose that God has placed for us and on our lives. So I really pray this over every single one who's listening to this episode and beyond, that really shift your focus away from yourself and towards Jesus, and see how his love can transform you completely and shift your focus completely on God. And then see how you, as a good tree rooted in God, that you will bring much fruit, not just for yourself, but for many others. And I really pray that you can take this image with you. And yeah, I really hope that you really see how God wants to move in your life and through you. And yeah, I just want to thank you for listening also, and hope you have an amazing week, and yeah, stay blessed. Bye.